fired up, baby.
This stuff that you have on your website, you are literally giving money away. And I don't know if I'm being a bit, I'm not sure how to say this, but I don't know if you know how powerful your stuff are, honestly, because I could come in any day and I'm feeling down and so on. And I listen to not a few of your podcasts, just one, anyone. I just go and then just click whatever I want. And straight away, the mood just changed. Everything just changed. It just came to my mind. I don't understand how on earth is Chuck actually putting this podcast on his website for free. It's just really, really, really honestly crazy stuff, because these things are so powerful. Like I said to you, it's just extremely powerful stuff, honestly. Honestly, powerful stuff.
Check one, two, check one, two. Mountain Movers, what's up? What is up? Chuck Morrison here from MakingMountainsMove.com. We are fired up, as always, to be with you here today on today's Triple M podcast. Listen, we've got an action-packed, results-driven, meat and potatoes podcast for you today. First and foremost, I just want to start with a quick moment of gratitude. Can I just say it? Is it all right if I just call a spade a spade? We have the best damn audience across the planet, period. I am so humbled and appreciative of every single one of you who have plugged into the Making Mountains movement, specifically those who have left their feedback, their reviews for this podcast up on iTunes, the emails, those of you who have written in, everyone following us on Facebook, by the way, facebook.com/Making Mountains Move. And our Twitter followers, listen, you're the reason why this podcast was created in the first place. Without you, none of this would be possible. For that, I am just eternally grateful. And I just want to start off today's podcast with just saying thank you, man, woman. It hits the heart and it means the world. So I want you to hear me on this, okay? This is a powerful message right here. This isn't just a love fest, all right? But I'm coming from the heart. And I really want you to hear me on this. This podcast, okay, this whole movement, the Triple M movement, started as nothing more than just a dream. Because, listen, I know there's a lot of you right now who are listening who are not where you want to be right now in life. And I'm sensitive to this because I was there myself. And I know a lot of you are lost or scattered, you know, uncertain about things, maybe even fearful. And like I said, man, well, man, I was there myself. This is very close to the heart right here. And what I want to tell you is that dreams do come true. Let this podcast, let this movement be a beacon of light for you, all right? You might have a dream, and, you know, it might be to be doing something completely different than what you're currently doing right now. It might feel like it's a million miles away. It's a simple formula, but it's true. I've lived this, and this is what I teach. With the right mindset and with the right actions, anything's possible. Dreams can become a reality. But first and foremost, you got to want it. And I mean really, really want it. None of this half-assed nonsense, okay? Why? Because you're going to come up short. Half-assed efforts lead to half-assed results. You've heard me say that before on these podcasts. It leads to disappointment. If you're going to go after anything, specifically a dream, give it everything you've got. I insist that whatever it is that you decide to do, make sure you love it. Because when you love what you do, forget about never having to worry about working again. That's true. But when you love what you do, your natural talents just naturally shine. You know, you get in that zone. You become unstoppable. I work with a lot of people one-on-one and helping them discover their true passion, right, their purpose in life. Because a lot of them come to me, Chuck, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what my passion is. We dig it out of them, man. One of the first things that I tell them, that I teach them, is that your desires are linked to your life's purpose. Let me say that again. That's a big clue. Your desires in life are linked to your life's purpose. You don't have to look too far, all right? All you've got to do is look within. Look within your heart, all right? What's that telling you to do? You know, my heart told me to pursue my passion for personal development and self-growth by helping people from all around the world, all around the globe, tapping into their true potential to create amazing lives. And in my experience, listen, that's all we come from on these podcasts, in this movement. I only speak from experience. I only share with you things that have worked. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've failed. I would almost say that I failed my way to success. But in my experience, my heart has never, ever steered me wrong. You know, not enough people listen to their hearts, which explains why, in my opinion, so many people are suffering and living lives of quiet desperation. But right now we're talking about making a dream a living, breathing reality. Right here, right now. And before any of that can happen, you gotta want it, baby. Badly. Intensely. I'm gonna give you a couple quotes here. And I think you'd agree that these guys know what they're talking about. The first quote comes from Neville Goddard. If you're not familiar with the work of Neville Goddard, please check him out. Google search Neville Goddard, N-E-V-I-L-L-E, Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D. My favorite piece of work of his is The Power of Awareness, a fantastic read. But here's what Neville Goddard has to say about desire and really wanting it, right? He says, all transformation, and that's what we're talking about, right? We're talking about transformation, going after something meaningful. That's what making mountains move is all about. We're not talking about molehills here or just going after small goals. We're talking about massive transformation. Let me continue with the quote here. All transformation begins with an intense, burning desire to be transformed. I want to give you another quote here, and you're familiar with this guy, I'm sure, Napoleon Hill. Fantastic quote. Desire is the starting point of all achievement. Not a hope, not a wish, but a keen, pulsating desire which transcends everything. What these legends are talking about is about setting yourself up for success. When you want it bad enough, all right, when you can taste it, when you know what you want and you commit to it and you go after it, you'll do what the average person won't do. You won't be stopped. You'll persist. You'll act when the going gets tough, when it's not easy, when it's not convenient. So let me go here with you, okay? You've got a dream. You've got a burning desire. You've got that massive goal, that vision, and maybe you're not living it right now. Here's what I want you to do. This is meat and potatoes right here. This will move you forward in that direction, get you on the path, get you on the journey, get you making mountains move. Fired up, baby. One question, ask yourself this. What is one thing that I can do in the next 72 hours to move my life and or business forward? I don't want you to wait until next week, next month. I don't want you to put this off. I'm talking about this week right here. I'm talking about the next 72 hours, the next 3 days. One thing, one action that will take your life and or business to that next level. Maybe it's starting that blog, okay? Maybe it's getting those business cards. Maybe it's calling those accounts. Maybe it's going for a jog. You want to get in shape. Or even better, maybe you're putting things off. Maybe you've got that action that's been sitting on your plate, hanging over your shoulders for weeks now, maybe months, perhaps even years. What's that one thing that you've been putting off that if you did, you know, all right, you know would take your life and or your business forward? I want you to look over the next 3 days, the next 72 hours. I want you to put that action into your calendar. Put it in there just like it's an appointment. And then get ready for rocket science here. I want you to take action on it. Yo, Chuck, this sounds pretty simple, bro. I agree. All right, it is. It is simple. You know how much I love simple. And as I've spoken about so many times before on these podcasts, it's the simple things that have the most profound effects. So as simple as this exercise sounds, you practice doing this for a month, just 30 days, and there's no turning back. You're unleashed, all right? That is success unleashed, baby. But you know what? The X factor here, how many of you will actually do this? I know, listen, we have a lot of listeners to these podcasts. We get great feedback. I wish every single person listening to this podcast right now will do this exercise. Why? Because I've seen it in my own life on how far this will move you forward. And I want to see you succeed. That's my purpose in life, is to help people live their dreams. I want you listening to my voice right now. Yes, you. I want you living your dream. Not 10 years from now, 5 years from now, right now. I want to hear your success story, man. That fires me up. In fact, I'll tell you what. You take this exercise to heart. You put this action into your calendar over the next 3 days, and you take action on it. That one thing that maybe you've been putting off that will take your life and your business miles ahead from where it is right now, that one action that you keep putting off, and you do it, send me an email, a personal email to chuck@makingmountainsmove.com. I want to give you a virtual high five. I want to support you as you embark upon the journey of success in turning your dream into a physical reality. Because, listen, God knows how many dream stealers there are out there. You know who they are, right? The dream stealers. What are you doing? That's never going to work. Are you crazy? Or this one, who do you think you are? Do not let these dream stealers stop you. In fact, one of my favorite quotes of all time, This is in Chuck's. All right, this is Chuck. This is in Chuck Morrison's top five motivational quotes of all time. I love this one. It's essentially this: those who say it can't be done should not interfere with those who are getting it done. Chuck at MakingMountainsMove.com. Listen, I read every single email that I receive, and I love nothing more than to support you as you embark upon that journey of success. Because God knows, you need more people in your corner. I want to be one of them, all right? So you talk about success. You talk about doing this one simple yet profound exercise. You instantly move from being a dreamer into an achiever. You'll have joined the top 5% of action takers out there who just don't wait for things to come to them, who just don't wait for things to happen. You know, those who basically wish away their problems. You become what I call a conscious creator, all right? Now you're actively creating your life by design. You, my friend, in essence, become a mountain mover. That's what we're talking about here. So what do you do after you take that first action? This sounds pretty simple, Chuck, but then what? It's a great question. You build upon this. It's called momentum, and it's a powerful ally to help you accelerate. Key word right here, we're talking about accelerating results. This will help you accelerate your results. You take that next action, and again, you don't wait until next week or next month or later. You schedule it within your calendar within the next 72 hours. Now, why is that important, Chuck? Well, you're basically doing two things here. All right, we always talk about success habits on these podcasts. You're doing two things by embarking upon this exercise. Number one, you're taking focused action in the direction of your goal, in the direction of your dream, in the direction of that burning desire. And number two, you're practicing the art of consistency. You take that action, then you take the next one, then you take the next one. You're not letting that time expand beyond 3 days. Ideally, you want to get it done within 24 hours, but enough of the talking. Enough of the talking. Someday, one day, I'll get around to it. Forget about it, all right? How long have you been waiting on that? You can move forward right now, and this is how you do it. It's 2012, ladies and gentlemen. It's a time right now for massive growth and opportunity. I want you to seize that moment. I want you to stand up for your dream. I want you to get fired up. Can you feel the energy? It's time to get intense. That life that you've been dreaming of has been patiently waiting for you. It's time to start living it. My name is Chuck Morrison. The movement is MakingMountainsMove.com. Again, I can't thank you enough for this opportunity to be of service. We are now, if you can believe this, we're now in the top 10 on iTunes for motivation, top 5 for inspiration, and as I said at the very beginning of this message, it's all because of you. None of it would be possible without you and your support, and for that, I thank you. And for that, I am committed to your success by delivering the best motivational and personal development information available anywhere else in the world. I know things have been a little quiet on these airways these last few weeks. I just want to let you know that now more than ever, I am so committed to your success and results. So what does that mean? We're bringing back the weekly Making Mountains Move podcast. That's right. Each and every week, baby. The weekly Making Mountains Move podcast, starting with this one right here. And all I can say is get your notebooks ready, all right? Get ready to take massive action. Get ready to make those mountains move. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the podcast. Again, check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. Check out the website. Get plugged in, man. That's all I'm trying to say. Just get plugged in. This is the only place you want to be. All right. Enough of the housekeeping items. You got a dream to start living. Again, your homework. I'm treating you like a coaching client here. Your homework, or fun work, as we like to call it here at Making Mountains Move. What's that one thing that you can do over the next 72 hours? That one thing that you keep putting off and putting off and putting off that if you did would take your life and or business to that next level? Get it scheduled into your calendar. Take action. This is what we call scheduled success, by the way. And take that action. Rinse and repeat. Commit to doing it for the next 72 hours. This is about you and your dream and you living it. And you'll see those mountains move. Again, my name is Chuck Morrison. It's time to start achieving the results that you deserve and desire. Now get out there, get after it, baby, and make those mountains move.